Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome. Today is Monday, the 3rd of February, 2025, and today we're talking about one of the most common and frustrating scams out there, Apple gift card scams. If you've ever been asked to pay for something using an Apple gift card, chances are it was a scam. I'm Lee Kefford, and in the next few minutes, we're going to break down how these scams work, the red flags to watch for, and how to protect yourself and your business. Let's get started. So how do these scams actually work? It's simpler than you might think, and that's why so many people fall for them. Scammers usually contact their victims via phone, email, text messages, or even social media. They pretend to be from a legitimate organization, like an ATO, a bank, tech support, or even a well-known business. They create a sense of urgency, claiming you owe money, have a legal issue, or need to act fast to prevent a major problem. Then comes the demand. They'll tell you the only way to fix the issue is by purchasing Apple gift cards and sending them the codes. Why gift cards? Because once the scammer has the code, they can use or resell it instantly, and the money is gone, completely untraceable. Let's go through some of the most common ways scammers try to trick people using Apple gift cards. Fake ATO or government calls. Scammers pretend to be from the Australian Taxation Office, claiming you owe taxes, and will be arrested if you don't pay immediately. Tech support scams. You'll get a call from someone claiming your Apple device has been hacked and needs urgent repairs that you must pay for with gift cards. Romance scams. A scammer, pretending to be a romantic interest, asks for Apple gift cards to help them out of an emergency. Fake prizes or lotteries. You're told you've won a contest, but must pay a fee using Apple gift cards before you can claim your prize. Impersonation of bosses or family members. Scammers pretend to be someone you know and urgently ask you to buy gift cards for a business deal or personal emergency. So how do you avoid these scams? Here are the biggest red flags. Payment requests via gift cards. No legitimate business or government agency will ever ask for payment using Apple gift cards or any other gift card schemes. If someone does, it's a scam. Pressure and urgency. Scammers create panic. If someone is rushing you to buy gift cards immediately, take a step back. Request for codes over the phone or online. Gift cards should only be used to make purchases from Apple. If someone asks for the code, they're trying to scam you. Unsolicited contact. If you weren't expecting a call, email, or message asking for money, be skeptical. Refusal to accept other payment methods. If they insist that only gift cards are accepted, you're dealing with a scammer. If you or someone you know have been targeted by an Apple gift card scam, here's what to do. Don't share the code. If you haven't already given the scammer the code, stop and do not send it. Report it. Contact Apple support and report the scam at apple.com. Inform your bank. If you've used your bank card to purchase the gift cards, notify your bank immediately to see if they can reverse the transaction. And report to authorities. In Australia, report scams to ScamWatch at scamwatch.gov.au and warn others. Tell your friends, family and colleagues so they don't fall for the same trick. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. Apple gift card scams are common, but by knowing how they work and staying alert, you can avoid falling victim. Remember, if someone asks you to pay with an Apple gift card, it's a scam. No exceptions. For more For more cybersecurity tips, visit sittingduck.com.au. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Lee Kefford, reminding you to stay safe online. Thank you for listening.